Hi, nice to meet you. You are John Fred, drummer from the band Blackstone Cherry. Hi.
Hey, for having me on today.
You are in Paris today because you played last night for a special event in Paris.
Yeah.
How was the show?
The show was amazing. The show was actually at the Cabernet Sauvage, and we had played there last year, and it was such a great gig, and so we wanted to come back and, you know, play again. So and we had, I think it was around 700 people this time. It was packed, and just, you know, people, it was really good to see everybody out, you know, and man, such a great rock and roll show. I think you know, we've been coming here to France for, oh gosh, almost a decade, which doesn't seem like it's been that long, but we started coming over in 2007, and, you know, we've seen a lot of you know, a lot of fans that come see us, you know, when we play Hellfest. You know, we've played a lot in Strasbourg, and yeah, it's cool to, and of course, you know, Paris so many times, so it's nice to see that we're growing here in France, and it's really cool.
You've got a new album which will be released on the 1st of April, and the title is Kentucky. Did you play yesterday some tracks from the new album?
Yeah, you know, last night we played a song called In Our Dreams, and that is the first single off of the new album Kentucky. And also we played a song called The Rambler, and The Rambler is a really special song to us. We actually had written a song with a friend of ours. His name is Jason Todd, and he was the original guitarist for the band Shutdown in America. So it was a really cool song. It's Chris and Ben do it acoustic, and I don't know if you've had a chance to hear it off the album, but it's, you know, acoustic and very stripped back. So we're having a really good time. You know, oh wow, we're in the Hard Rock Cafe right now, and our music video just came on in here. It's the first time that we've ever seen our music video in the Hard Rock Cafe. So it's pretty cool. Had to come in here and look at it. It's actually Lonely Train. It's a song off of our first record back in 2006, and Chris, our singer, and I are sitting here watching it, and it's funny to look how young we were, you know, and golly, we look a little different, don't we? So it's pretty cool getting to see that, being here doing the phoner with you, but we've got the Hard Rock booked out all day doing press, so it's nice to see that, especially here in Paris.
New album Kentucky. You go back to your roots, if we can say so, about this new album?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think back in probably January of last year, we ended our almost decade of being on our previous record label. You know, it was a new page, man. It was good for both parties to you know, go our separate ways, and no bad feelings. We just kind of got to a plateau, and we couldn't really progress any further. So sorry, Chris is looking at me. We still watch this video, and he's like, "We play this song slower live." Sorry, but yeah, it was cool, you know, because it was the first time that we had been able to be free, you know, and not have a record deal, and be able to, you know, be in full creative control of our music. And when you work really hard when you're younger, you know, you're trying to get a record deal, you're trying to get out there and you know, make a name for yourself. So you need that backing from a label. You need that, you know, financial backing too. I think that it was cool. Finally, we got to a point where we've made fans over a decade, and to be free agents, if that's kind of how we can call it. It was nice because we actually got hooked up with a new label, Mascot Records out of Holland, and they are working us to death. we've got a lot of press that we're doing, and they're just a really good music label. They've got Joe Bonamassa, they've got Beth Hart, a lot of really good stuff. The Monster Truck guys from Canada. What's great about it is that we have you know, we went into signing this new deal with them, and we said, you know, we want full creative control of our music. And they were so great to allow us to do that. They said, you know, we want you to be Blackstone Cherry and who you are, and we're just going to, you know, push your product. So it's been really, really cool for us working with them. And, yeah, man, just really excited for this record to come out. This record's going to be, you know, one of those things where, I mean, we went back home and we recorded in our hometown, and it was with the same engineer that we used on the first record. His name's David Barrick. Great engineer. We've got some amazing sounds, man. There wasn't any pressure for us to, you know, try to sound the way that our previous record label wanted us to sound. I mean, we were always trying to, you know, they wanted us to appeal to American rock and roll radio. And radio is a huge thing in America. And, you know, honestly, we have a lot of radio stations play us in the States, and they're very supportive, but we're not a radio band because we don't sound like the other acts. And I mean, a lot of those guys are great friends and we love their bands, but you know, we're a different animal. We are a live band. And I think that what's been really important for us now is we know what our fans expect from us worldwide, you know, in America and in the UK and in Europe. And, they want that rowdy rock and roll, man. And it, you know, on some other albums, you know, I think we were kind of held back by producers and, you know, the label trying to kind of cage what we were doing. And it limited our creativity. And now it's been so nice to be able just to make a record where we said, look, this is us. This is Blackstone Cherry. This is what we're about. This is what we're doing. And really, it's not that we've, you know, went to another level. It's just that we're doing stuff that we were originally doing in the very beginning, you know, before we had to kind of conform a little bit, if that makes sense. So we're very, very proud of this new album coming out. It's going to be, oh man, it's going to be so awesome. I can't wait till people can hear it.
When we listen to the album the first time, it seems maybe smoother than the previous one, but when you listen really carefully, it's more powerful at the same time. Do you feel something like that when you play, especially drums, in this album?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that loose feeling on this record because it's nothing is computerized. I mean, see, the way, I mean, a lot of people may not know this, but a lot of what happens when you record a modern album now is you'll go in and record, and then you've got a guy who, you know, takes your parts and lines it up on a grid in Pro Tools or Logic or whatever you're recording with. And for us, you know, a lot, like on the third record was the most produced album we had ever done. And it was the most polished, if that makes sense. Everything was, you know, everything I played on the drums was gridded. You know, it was perfect. You know, they went back and made sure that every lick was perfect. Every guitar note was in perfect tune. And man, to be honest with you, I mean, that's great. I love that record and I love the songs, but that process, just the recording process, just didn't work for us. And what we're doing now is a true representation of Blackstone Cherry. And because, you know, honestly, we don't play perfect. We're a rock band, and rock and roll is not supposed to be perfect. You know, it's supposed to be rock and roll. So it's loose. And, you know, when you go back and you listen to Cream and you go back and listen to the Faces and the Stones and Zeppelin, you know, those bands, man, I mean, you know, they played some parts that were not in time. I mean, the Doors, I mean, they were on LSD, man. I mean, there was no perfect. Perfect was not even an idea, you know. So, and that's where I think we're just trying to get back to is just in the very beginning of our band. You know, we weren't worried about, you know, perfection. We were making raw rock and roll. Now, there's a lot of, you know, we like to consider ourselves a really tight band. I mean, with, you know, with how tight we play together and things like that. But we don't try to make it perfect, you know, if that makes sense.
Maybe a more emotional album? I mean, you talk always about feelings in your songs, and you recorded this one in the first studio, the Barrick recording, and it's about Kentucky. As you said, it's your home. May we say that this new album is the most Blackstone Cherry album ever?
Yeah, it's like the first record. It's more raw. But I mean, honestly, on the first record, we really didn't know what we were doing because we were kids, you know. So I mean, it's one of those things where the sound. I think this is. I mean, I know people say this all the time. They're like, "Oh, this is our best record." I think this is. I don't know if this is our best record, but I think it's definitely. You know, you always want to think it's your best record because it's your latest, you know. But I think that this is our first time we've ever made a record where we had full control of what we were doing. You know, that takes some time as an artist because you can't just, a lot of times over the course of your career, you have people who, you know, come in and they want you to sound a certain way and all this stuff. So it's hard to keep who you are, you know. This record is definitely who Blackstone Cherry is.
You made a cover song of the song War for Edwin Starr. Why did you choose this cover song?
It was very appropriate for the times because, you know, our world is a little nutty right now. And I think that we were looking for a song that could you know, we could make our own and not just another cover song. And we're really proud of the way that War came out. War was a really cool cover, man. That was, you know, we didn't want to just cover a song. We wanted to make a song. We wanted to make it our song, you know. And it was cool to be able to take that Edwin Starr song and just make it our own. And I think for the times, it was a perfect song for the way the world is, you know, today.
Did you already plan to shoot some video clips?
Yeah, we actually, I mean, we just made our video for In Our Dreams, the first single, and it came out great. I mean, we're loving it. It's one of the first videos where we actually got to make a actual, you know, storyline, and just really proud of it.
Will you come back in France? Because you played, of course, yesterday. And will you come back when the album Kentucky will be released?
Yeah. We're gonna come back in the fall and hopefully do some shows, you know, here in France. And looking forward to that, man. Because, I mean, we love playing here. And hopefully we can get back. I know we're not doing the festivals this summer, but I know we are trying to get back this fall.
You've got to imagine that you are the last man in the world. And for your last days on Earth, you're going to live with a robot. I give you 5 robots and you can pick one to live with this one your last days. You can choose Baymax, Wall-E, Astro Boy, C-3PO, or the Terminator, the T-800.
I'm going to have to go with Terminator then. You know, we can, you know, hang out and I can learn how to talk like Arnold.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.